Education experts are calling on the government to take a critical look at the high cost of education at all levels. The Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Students, Dr. Simon Gbene, who made the call in line with the cost of training medical doctors, lawyers and tertiary education in general, told Radio Ghana that if nothing is done about it, tertiary education will become the preserve of the rich. He spoke to George Ankra.
I'm adding my voice to the recent statement by the GME. That medical education is increasingly becoming the preserve of the rich. I say it is tertiary education in general. The anchor of our concerns are that extremism and terrorism are built on four pillars that defines the psychology of the masterminds. Marginalization in all its forms, vengeance or forgiveness starting from the emotive formation years, conviction and conversion, sympathy and empathy from allied groupings. Our worry as parents is that marginalization at the tertiary level of the poor by the dons of that sector inadvertently, which easily can be exploited by the masterminds and foment trouble. Obviously, we sow seeds of conflict and we shall harvest conflict. We are therefore calling on authorities to put forward pragmatic steps to nip it in the bud. We are suggesting that a quota system should be put in place that will allow the poor to have access to higher education. Things cannot continue like this, and I urge all Ghanaians to ensure that people are paid to think through our problems and offer solutions. Simple and short, this is my plea. And I say this because these days, education is becoming very expensive, and the poor cannot have access. So we are calling on the authorities to ensure that there's avenue for the poor and brilliant.
That was the Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Students, Dr. Simon Gbene.